Lord, I haven't talked to you today. Sometimes other things get in my way. Lord, it's my children again today. But this time they're all in and everything's okay. Lord, I want to have a little walk with you. Lord, I want to have a little talk with you. Lord, it seems I'm always asking of you. But this time, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the battles you have won. Thank you for the times you brought them home. Thank you for the love you sent my way. Lord, I just want to thank you today. Lord, I want to have a little walk with you. Lord, I want to have a little talk with you. Lord, it seems I'm always asking of you. But this time, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Someday I hope that they will love you too and be thankful for the things that you do. Until then, would you shield them with your hand? Thank you, Lord, for the strength on which I stand. Lord, I want to have a little walk with you. Lord, I want to have a little talk with you. Lord, it seems I'm always asking of you. But this time, Lord, I just want to say thank you. I need your prayers. Realized today how helpless that this man is that stands in your presence, Brother Fred. I think so many times, each time that I come, I think about Paul and his writings and realize here was a man that was learned to the letter of the law. But he was just as helpless as I am when it come to the preaching of the gospel. Not by the enticing words of man's wisdom, but must be and by revelation of Jesus Christ. I feel like this morning if we knew that when we come here that we feel like we sometimes feel that we would be puffed up, Brother Junior. If that thorn in the flesh that we have here didn't keep us in our place and the limits that God has set upon us here, we would be puffed up. Because we realize today that without Him, as He teaches us in His Word, that we can do nothing. Couldn't have got up this morning, couldn't have left your homes, couldn't have opened your eyes had it not been His will to bless you to be able to do that. We sometimes have the tendency to want to forget sometimes, Brother Keith, where our help comes from and who it is that lets us feel what we feel that we have down in our hearts this morning. I know this morning that I understand that we know we have passed from death unto life because that we love the brothers here. But listen today, that don't change the fact that we're still walking by faith here in this world. It was in the beginning, it was by faith, and today it is still by faith that we believe this morning with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength that there's something that has took place down on the inside of this man here, Brother Larry. When I look back, that Brother Terry mentioned about heart surgery. Listen today, I had three, but the first one I had was the one that counted. The other two, Brother Keith, that it didn't matter. Why? Because of that first one that was done that made me a fit subject for heaven's country, that I was able the other two times to lay under the hands of that doctor and say, Doc, you do all God has give you knowledge to do here, and the rest of it I'll leave in His hands. For whether I go or whether I stay, I'm a winner either way. Here's what His comment was. He said, Lonnie, it may surprise you a little bit coming from a doctor, but He said, of all the years God has blessed me to cut up on men and women, he said, I've never done it without first bowing my head and say, Lord, would you help me through this work. He said, the only difference between me and you, he said, you're a Baptist and I'm a Methodist, but listen, this morning I don't hold that against no man. And listen, this morning, whatever your goal here in this life, that we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have men in high places that sit among us here, but I find that God is no respecter of person here. Why? Because that His plan of salvation applied unto every man that would come, how? With a broken heart and a contrite spirit will I look, saith the Lord. So listen today, as we begin that travail from nature to grace, listen, it seemed like everything was going wrong in my life. It seemed like that I couldn't got in one place. I couldn't move forward and I couldn't move backwards. Listen, but I knew somewhere that there was peace in the valley for everyone that would come as He commanded us to do so. So listen, this morning, if you're here and you don't know Him in the pardon and the remission of your sins today, He's still standing there as He's been for multitudes of thousands of years with them outstretched hand, and He's pleading the same thing. Come on to me, all you ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am God, and besides me there's none other. Look around you today. The whole world is full of religion today, but it won't take you nowhere if it ain't accompanied by salvation. Listen today, and God knows them that are His. There's no mistaking in that. that when he come in and took up his abode, there was somebody that he cast out, and his shores were here this morning, Brother Junior, that they can't be no mistaken in her lives, that something took place. If you didn't, if it didn't happen to you, you'd still be down on your knees somewhere, crying out, Lord, have mercy on me. Listen today, but there's a certain prayer, and there's a certain feeling down on the inside that he was waiting to hear. Listen, I know that it took me about 9 to 10 months, but listen, it just took him a split second of time. Yes, that morning that I walked in Little Jewel Church. But listen today, wherever you are, let it be down here in the woods, let it be under a mountain, let it be wherever, the day that you give him your whole heart, there he will be found with you. So today, what would you take? One of the brothers the other night was saying this, what would you trade, or who would you trade the hope that you have with? There ain't a one here in this house, Brother Junior, that I would trade with what I feel today. But listen, that don't make yours no less realer than mine is. But I'm satisfied, Brother Larry, with mine. Why? Because I'm the man that was there. I'm the one that was sitting in that house that morning. Listen today, not realizing around me that there was not a sound. But I knew when he said, thy sins, which are many, that I freely forgive. Listen today. But did Satan, he cast him out. He spoiled his goods. But listen, he's still all around you. But who is he in? He's in this earthly vessel here. He can't get back inside no more. And he badgers me wherever I go and whatever I do here. But the good thing is, you just fall down and say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus. And he's right there.
Satan has to go.
He has to flee from you. He didn't promise you that you'd have this life here would be a bed of roses for you. I thought it was, Brother Keith. I thought that morning, well, Lord, you're looking at a perfect person. Perfect in every way, the parts you look at, the parts. I didn't understand, Brother Fred, when they were talking about an inward man and an outward man. All the one that I'd ever been acquainted with was this one right here that I could see with these eyes. But I actually believed in my heart that, yes, I've just been made a perfect person. But it didn't take me very long to understand who it was that was my keeper. Amen. But I don't say that to try to say to you today that you'll go right back out and do the very things you've done. No, sir. Paul said that in his writings, we're no longer our own keeper, but we are kept by the power of God. Amen. The only difference today is this, that then he was the mediator between you and God. Today he's the advocate between you and the Father. Whenever we get in trouble for what we do here, what this mouth sometimes says, are many things that we can do wrong, Brother John. He'll remind us when you've stepped the bounds. If you're a child of God and when you've stepped them bounds, you just as sure have to repent as you're sitting here in this house this morning. Why? Because You will give account for every deed that's done in this body here. We can't walk in absolute perfection, Brother Larry, but I'll tell you this much. I'm looking for that morning when that I wake in His likeness, that I'll be perfect in both soul and body. Do you mean there's a place like that? Do you mean we serve a God like that? We sure do. And there is a place called heaven that we're perfect people. Is going to walk up and down her streets of gold. We're going to be standing before a perfect and a holy God in a perfect place and in a perfect body that has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Is there anything that you can ask for greater than that? I've not been there yet, but I believe that I'll find it exactly, Brother Jez, as I've been told about it. He'll far exceed and outweigh anything that we've ever thought it to be like. Bible said that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the good things that the Lord has laid up in store for us, but that has been revealed by the Spirit of God. Listen this morning. You can't feel what the children of God feels except by the Spirit of God. Why do you think Jesus prayed this prayer? He said, it is needful that I go away. But He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. He said, I'll pray to the Father. And that He'll send you a comforter that will do what? That will teach and guide you in all things which I've said. Listen today, people. When you feel the Spirit of the Lord that causes you to be able to rejoice and shout, ain't a bit of difference than if Jesus was walking right here among you, because that's what it is. A third part of that Godhead, and the Bible said that they're what? They're equal in power and in glory. I can't fathom that. I don't expect to. You can read and read and read, and I can't. That's the one most difficult thing that I have ever come, Brother Fred, to try to fully grasp, is the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Equal. Equal in all things. And listen today, don't let people, it bothers me sometimes, and people will come and say, well, I've been saved, but I ain't received the Holy Ghost yet. People, there's one thing that this Bible teaches. You cannot separate the Godhead. It's impossible for you to be able to do that. So today, it's a mind-boggling thing. I went to a service one time, and I want to say this, and I want you to understand it. And the man got up to testify, and he said, I've been saved for 2 years, but he said, I ain't been sanctified yet. And I thought, surely, Brother Terry, he must understand that. And I didn't say nothing else. I just let it go. But a while after that, had a brother come to me and ask me about it. And he caught me a little off guard, and he said, why would you believe that? And I said, I don't believe the Bible that I read supports that. But I said, it does say this. In 1 Corinthians, Paul's writing, he said, some of you were once whoremongers, adulterers, thieves, robbers, murderers. He named about 17 different things, Brother Fred. But here was the best part. He said, you've been washed, made clean, sanctified, and justified in the eyes of God. So don't look to be sanctified. If God has born your soul again, you've got it all. You've got all that you need to take you home to heaven. And just be content with that. If there's anything else that he wants to give you, he'll give it to you in due time. But we ought not to be ignorant. And I believe this, God will give you understanding. I've always believed that if something that was troubling you in your heart about the plan of salvation, if you'll be honest before God and kneel down and say, Lord, let me see and understand that. He's just as sure to let you see and understand that as you're here this morning. I believe that. And I hope and pray that if there's one here this morning that don't know him, just put it all in his hands. You'll have to anyway. You'll have to lay it all in his hands to find